salamanders, another living fossil.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book Genesis and the Decay of the Nations. Well, Ken, how can something that has been living as long as anyone can remember be declared to be a fossil that's living?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, usually a specimen is called a living fossil when someone finds something alive that's known from the fossil record but was thought to have been extinct for millions of years. But in the case of the salamanders, it was actually the discovery of fossils, thought to be nearly 160 million years old, that led scientists to declare them as a living fossil. In a recent article from the journal Nature, the scientists reported that there'd been virtually no change between the newly discovered fossils and today's living salamanders. In fact, the more scientists search the fossil record and regions of the Earth that are now being explored, the more living fossils are being discovered. Now, if evolution were true, you'd expect to see evidence of evolutionary change over time. But the fact that very little change has occurred confirms the Bible statements in Genesis that God created each kind of creature to reproduce after its own kind. Yes, real science once again confirms biblical history.
Ken Ham has written an interesting booklet on the history presented in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. You'll be encouraged in your faith when you realize that all the events outlined in the Bible are true and are confirmed by science. To read Ken's new free booklet, log on to our free website, answersradio.com.